also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Last night at Celebrities, and he's got his first proper album in 8 years due shortly. From that currently untitled album, that was Diplo with About That Life, featuring Jahan Lennon on vocals there, previously known as Zeb from his time in the act Popo. And Diplo was by no means idle since 2004's Florida. Nope, aside from a 2009 collection of his remixes. The Philadelphian DJ slash tastemaker has been busy working within the act Major Lazer, doing production for dozens of artists, most notably early MIA before they sort of split apart, and then running the Mad Decent label. Diplo released the EP Express Yourself earlier this year as a bit of a tease, and since, as we just heard in About That Life, he's working within something he calls psychedelic southern gospel. So who knows if this actually will be the case for the rest of the upcoming release. But there will never be a dull moment with Diplo involved. So that's how we're going to kick off this episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here, broadcast on UBC's fluidly moving community radio station, CITR. 101.9 FM here in the Lower Mainland, based out of Vancouver on UBC campus. And you can find us on the web at CITR.ca. My name is Gek, and I'll be making you shimmy until you just can't shimmy anymore. At least until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com, because that old show name just won't die. Towards the end of this episode, we're going to take a look at one of the soundtracks to German choreographer Pina Bausch's dances. And this would be 2008's Avalmond, one of the last ones that she had done. Bausch is the subject of Wim Wenders' recent 3D documentary, Pina. And we're going to touch upon that once it is time for the profile. In the background, this is Clark off this year's Iridelphic album. This is Calm Touch. Clark will be DJing at the Waldorf this Saturday, September 29th. His latest EP through the Warp label is Phantasm Planes. Also in this town, this week will be these next few acts, starting off with the return of Orbital. The Hartnell Brothers have reunited, and they're playing the Vogue this Wednesday. That'll be September 26th. Latest album is this year's Wonky, but we're going to actually go back to 20 years ago. Just a little bit after the time they made it big with a little cassette single called Chimes. So from the Brown album, I guess in some ways officially known as Orbital 2, this is Orbital with a tribute for this very day of the week, Monday. You're listening to CITR, Vancouver. Thank you.
Showbox and Union Electronic present Orbital live in concert at the Vogue Theater on Wednesday, September 26th. Orbital has returned with their first new album in 8 years. Called Wonky, it puts a vividly modern spin on their signature blend of richly melodic, deeply emotive electronica. Advance tickets are available at bstreetrecords, voguetheater.com, or unionevents.com. Doors open at 8 p.m. All ages are welcome.
playing next Monday, October 1st, at the Commodore Ballroom. That was Beach House with Troublemaker. We can find off that Sears album, Bloom. And the Baltimore Duo have been steady on the road in support of Bloom since it came out. In many ways, I wish it could go, but Monday nights, I'm generally doing this thing right here. Besides Dirty 3 at the Rickshaw, that same night, next week. So, actually, I should dig up something of their latest album for next week. And in the background, this is Ray Flowers with Rare Groove Club off the 2009 Mocambo Presents Cinematic Funk compilation. Here's some Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak. Up next are The Shins. Or at the very least, this is what James Mercer's effective solo act with whoever else now he's with. At least that's what they're called. Since the last version of the band went away after their previous album, which was 5 years ago, 2007's Wincing the Night Away. The Shins play the Orpheum tomorrow, so that's Tuesday, September 25th. For those of you not going to Shindig at the Railway, and from this year's Port of Morrow, here are The Shins with the Rifle Spiral. And here's the right track. We'll be right back.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Dignity, respect,
beauty, self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs on how to help.
Beauty Night,
because dignity is beautiful. I was blind.
little unplanned, choppy audio there. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. We'll kick the computer here that plays all the wonderful things. In the background, this is the Tornadoes with their instrumental classic, Telstar, named after one of the first communication satellites placed in the orbit. That said, start off with the Shins with the Rifle Spiral off this year's Port Tomorrow. And as mentioned earlier, Shins play the Orpheum tomorrow in that Port Tomorrow, and Washed Out's opening for that. Then we heard a San Francisco act, Tycho, with Melanine. That's off last year's Dive. That came out through Ghostly International. And Tycho's going to be at the Fortune Sound Club this Sunday, September 30th, along with the album Leaf. And Tycho's going to be bringing, along with his ambient electro, some impressive visuals, since his day job, or at least the man behind Tycho, his day job, Scott Hansen, is a photographic and design maven. You check out the ISO 50 blog. You can see some of his work. They're closed off with a local band White Poppy with the title track to their I Had a Dream album. And I played some White Poppy a few weeks ago, where I forgot to mention that they're opening up for the British Estonian Maria Minerva this Wednesday, September 26th, at the Waldorf and the Waldorf, as it's better known as, not the Waldorf. The Waldorf is approaching its second anniversary soon, since it's remodeled. One thing I definitely want to check out there at some point is they have a crazy studio full of vintage video synths. I love those. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. It's just a little bit past 8 o'clock Pacific. And of course, since it is autumn time now, it is now dark. Anytime I try to do things, the sun has set. Perhaps a glimmer of twilight or a band of Venus is out there, but otherwise, nights are getting longer. And there are a lot of live acts coming to town. We'll take a little pause from all that, though. Just to coast a bit on the vibe that we've been riding on here. Jacques Green is a producer out of Montreal. And I found out about him well after his May visit to the Waldorf. So hopefully he comes back soon after all his European dates this autumn. From last year's Green 01, this is Jacques with Motivation here on CITR Vancouver.
Get a plan again. stars. You heard wrong if you heard continent. Same continents, in concert with turn sponsor. Rocking the first mockers of RC, go from rocking the beaches, curb stomping it. Surf consonants hotter than hot cones, and surfing the ground permanent. Germs don't jump off of it. Hot dogging with no condiments, and flow proper that shouldn't stop me.
Babies be going hard, and
early be going artisan, and lick full shot in the focus mode. Talkative. Let the rhymes in. Off a couple sake shots, watching pot growing short shorts and some soggy crocs. Shoddy lot of black faces, trading body shots for all of the belongings in your pocket.
Harley nod, Harley tops, Nolly pops. Excuse a bit of got me to see buzzing like a walkie talk. Stay and go like the only watch the Lottie rocks. Chronic socks, you really don't wanna play with Papa Swamp.
So unorthodox, chilling with a shaman, eating ramen in the parking lot. I brought a bag of dreams with me, read the Kundalini and exhale the meaning and the feeling of Elysium. Even the razor leaving me lost, even gon' boss harder than most. So kill me martyrs and most of my Holy Ghost. Host a party in a mountain.
I brought my unruly souvenir on a blouse like a yours truly steel panties.
They can't get past the deep voice conceived in a Rolls Royce. The martial art pro choice, got high, put a beanie on, bitch, man, like a Lena song. Learn to fly high, the first time that I'm dreaming on. The force strong with this one, though. Over 9,000 midichlorians say so.
Really show no mercy, all master, no Percy. So these little bastards in the journeys of my troubled mind, shattered by your blasphemy. Look at what you find inside, now you can't imagine me. Running high, the captain's here,
f***ing die. This is why, we had to bring the guns out. Battle neighbors' windows every night until the sun's out.
Two dudes, two odd crews
with strange leaders. Kitty cats, a couple blunts, my hood wang feeder.
Behind me, this is the title track to Omni Music's Prime Time Music Library album of 1978. And we heard some new Flying Lotus there with Between Friends, part of the summer batch of Adult Swim singles that the TV network's record label offshoots released. Which makes sense, because Flying Lotus actually provides a lot of the bumper music that they use. Flying Lotus has a new album out due next week through Warp Label. It's called Until the Quiet Comes, and it'll be coming to town October 22nd at the Fortune Sound Club. Philo had two guests on Between Friends. We heard Captain Murphy there, a mysterious fellow who's released a few oddball singles this summer. Actually, his name, a reference to another Adult Swim show, one of the best characters in their history, from C-Lab 2021. The other guest was Earl Sweatshirt, one member of LA's Odd Future Wolfgang Kill 'Em All Collective. For short, we know him as Odd Future, and they're going to be hitting the Vogue Theater tomorrow, Tuesday, September 25th, for what should be a rollicking show. Their debut full-length is the OF Tapes Volume 2, and it shows the teenage crew starting to grow up a little bit, just a little bit, though. And this track off that album features Tyler, the Creator, the main sort of spearhead behind that act, breakout R&B singer Frank Ocean, still part of the OF crew there, and then Sid the Kid there, all on vocals. A little listener discretion is advised here, some potty mouth language and other stuff, so this is Odd Future with Analog 2. Here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
A psychomaniac when I perform, and that's an X, so I don't bore you to death, cause I adore you. And it's the summer, so
yeah. Can you meet me by the lake? At the park? bitches. I'ma bring my niggas. You can practice locking eye. I'ma practice that guitar, baby. It's summer camp golf wang where the talking trees are. You and your girls can roll.
Can you meet me by the lake? At the park? Can you roll? Can you meet me by the lake? At the park? Can you roll? Can you meet me by the pier? Bring the pier. We can Minaj. Ooh, your girlfriend Nikki got the back. I like to massage. I be in the city with them actresses. The Nissan is down there in the bottom of the lake. I'll make sure we have a good time. A good time. I'll make sure it's a good time. A good time.
Aid. We're young, fun is what we're having. Fuck it, pour a glass of lemonade. It's snow cone and pop tarts. I got heart and I got you. Let me take a dip in you. Can take a break. That's only if you mean you gotta live.
Second or third year UBC art student wondering where your degree can take you? The answer is anywhere. You can explore career options before graduation and get 12 to 16 months of work experience and a professional network with the Arts Co-op. To learn more, visit artscoop.ubc.ca and be sure to apply by the September 26th deadline. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Good morning. Summer's gonna hit them bones. Summer's gonna hit them bones. Scream, beat 'em,
Originally from Irkutsk in Siberia, although now based in Moscow where she runs the propaganda club, that was Nina Kravitz with the Aminé Edge edit of Ghetto Kravitz, which appears on a 12-inch of edits that came out earlier this year through the Rekid label, R-E-K-I-D, like Rekid. And the original version of Ghetto Kravitz appears on her self-titled debut. And Kravitz is going to be spinning at the Waldorf this Friday, September 28th. And in the background here, I believe this guy's on the island somewhere. This is Mantra Kid off of his latest album, Dragon Lullabies. This is known simply as The Dragon. We're about to get our ballet slippers on, but in a modern way here. Valmond is going to be up here next year on Exploding Head Movies.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC West Side area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Background here. This is the Japanese composer and trumpeter Jun Miyake. This is Lilies of the Valley, which makes a predominant part in the dance. The final one that Pina Bausch had made called Valmond, and this appears on the Valmond Music from the Dance Theater of Pina Bausch, which came out in 2008, and this is called Lilies of the Valley. So for next half hour, so we're going to actually listen to a couple selections from at least Valmond. And Pina Bausch is originally near Dusseldorf. And she became a predominant German performer and choreographer of modern dance. She taught, she directed a little bit of ballet, but she ended up coming up with her own style. And part of her choreography that she became known for was involved elaborate collaboration with the performers, as they sort of sketched out how a piece would go. And that style actually picked up the name of the theater that she worked with, which is the Tanztheater. And if you did take a look at the nominees for this year's Oscars for Best Feature-Length Documentary, Pina, as directed by Wim Wenders, was up for it. And originally it was just going to be just a profile on four or five of her famous dances. But actually, Pina passed away in 2009 prior to the actual staging of the film itself. So Wenders actually was originally just a cancel production. Just, no, couldn't separate himself from it. But her troupe, loyal as they were, basically clamored and asked him that let's make this a tribute, which is what it became. So of all the dances, we're going to focus on Valmond, which came out in 2008. And if you've seen photos or anything of the production stills from it, it involves a lot of water splashing around, since the theme that way involves water. And Miyake's piece here forms part of it. And there's a lot of other artists that were incorporated into the soundtrack. We're only going to focus on two of them. One has a bit of a Canadian connection here. Strong Ninja Tune connection. And it's going to have Amon Tobin, although we know him, or Amon Tobam, although we know him primarily as a Brazilian. He's been living in Montreal now for well over a decade. And we're going to listen to three pieces that he provided for Valmond at the request of Pina Bausch. And this first one, actually, it's a corporation with Eric San. Although in this case, he's credited just as E. San. We know him better as Kid Koala. Now, both Amon Tobin and Kid Koala actually do have new albums out this year. I think I've profiled selections, at least from Tobam's. Kid Koala's has just come out. I'll dig up a little bit more information that way. It hasn't been added to the station yet here. There's been a bit of a backlog with the start of the school year. But from the soundtrack to Valmond, The Dance, this is Amon Tobin and Isan with a little piece that's untitled. And we're going to follow up with two other Tobam pieces here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR.
Thank you. kick back, smoke a fat ass joint.
have time to fool with you, but I tell you what.
We'll be right back.
So we heard a triumvirate of sorts from Armand Tobin, Brazilian based in Montreal. We started off a collaboration with Kid Koala there with Untitled, then we heard Fat Ass Joint, and then we heard the reprised version of Ruthless. And these all appear on the soundtrack for Valmond, music for the dance theater by Pina Bausch. It came out in 2008 through Video Arts Music in Japan, and this is where the source of this, what we're hearing in the background right now. This is the French composer René Aubry, and this is Mémoire du Futur, multi-instrumentalist, combining a bit of classical harmony with modern instrumentation. And if you saw the animated film The Gruffalo, came out in 2009, he provides the soundtrack to that. So also on the Valmond score for Pina Bausch's dance Valmond, or I guess in German it's Valmond, translates for full moon, is the Balinescu Quartet. They're headed by Alexander Balinescu, a Romanian violinist, immigrated to Israel. And he had some close connections to Michael Nyman's band, Michael Nyman being the British composer. Worked extensively in the 80s and 90s for various productions that way. And then Balinescu formed his own sort of quartet in 1987, primarily focused on complex cover versions of songs. One of my favorite ones is the one do for something for all of Kraftwerk's pieces. Well, not all of them, but a wide selection. That's something called Possessed that came out in 1992. The Balinescu Quartet provided also the soundtrack to the 1995 film Angels and Insects. And they actually are an act I should probably do a better profile on at some point here on Exploding Head Movies. But anyways, we do have two pieces by the Balinescu Quartet from Valmond. And this features Steve Arguelles. So here is part two of Aria here on Exploding Head Movies. Thank you. So we heard two pieces there by the Bellanescu Quartet. We heard part two from Volmond with Aria, and that featured Steve Arguelles from the Plush label there providing percussion. And then we heard the Bellanescu Quartet actually featuring Alexandra Bellanescu on violin there, and that was variation one of To the Hills. And both of those come from the dance score to Volmond, originally a 2006 production. This album came out in 2008. There was a revival in the Brooklyn Academy of Music in 2010, and it features a whole bunch of splashing of water. Also found on the score to that is a track by Left Field to Rococo Rot, a collaboration with Jun Miyake and then Sublime. There's a bit of Arto Lindsay there, and apparently there's a version that has Cat Power as well, too. And as I said, Pina Bausch died in 2009 due to cancer. And then if you do get a chance to see the film from last year called Pina, it features a whole bunch of her dancing from her troupe there. In the background, this is Pete Bonneau with Nocturnal Escape from the TV series The Prisoner, and that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show, and he will guide you to midnight, at which point robots will take over, as they will the Earth here, until 6 a.m. Tuesday morning with Pacific Picking. If you missed any of this week's episode, you can grab the podcast via CITR.ca. You can always search iTunes as well, too. You can also search Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Mixcloud, Google+. Exploding Head Movies can be found in those places, but the podcast is usually what gets updated first. So next week, I think we'll take a look at Raymond Scott, although we'll see what the International Film Festival here brings us. So we'll see what happens here. Meanwhile, we'll close with a little bit of a song here. This is your 2012 Polaris Prize winner, Feist, off of the Metals album. This is going to be Bittersweet Melody. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and enjoy the impending autumn weather.
Listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up, right now.
ba-doo-ba-dee-oo-boom-dee-doo-doo-wee. Ba-doo-ba-dee-oo.